time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tylan Wallace talked about his game-winning touchdown return in the Ravens' overtime win over the Rams.
Tylan, take us through your emotions as you catch the ball and you run it for the touchdown.
Yeah, going into it, obviously with Duve going down, me having to step up into that role, I hadn't, like y'all were saying, I haven't really had too many in-game punt returns. So main thing for me, I'm like, especially with the weather, I'm like, I just need to catch it first before anything. But on that play, we had the return set up, and I was like, this is, a perfect opportunity to put the game away, and shout out to the guys blocking for me, man. It was wide open, so I appreciate them helping me out, and I just saw the crease, and I just took it. I decided, it just feels great to be able to make a difference in the game and help the team win.
Tom, afterwards, just saw you sitting on the bench for a little while, just kind of soak it all in. Can you take us inside your mind, what you're thinking at that point?
Yeah, for sure. Well, for one, I was out of breath, for sure. I was trying to – I was like, let me catch my breath, trying to celebrate, talking to everybody. So that's one thing I was trying to do. But and then I wanted to sit down and just take in the moment. Moments like this don't – you could say once-in-a-lifetime moment. So, to be able to sit down and just soak that all in while catching my breath at the same time.
You heard Lamar say that guys were saying you got time. Is it silent for you, or can you actually hear guys on the sideline?
Yeah, I don't hear none of that. I'm not going to lie to you. If I don't hear nothing on the sideline, but I kind of saw in my peripheral, the guys were doing a great job blocking for me, so I saw I had some time. And then once I took off, I saw the crease. Guys just had a lane for me, and I just said, I just got to go run as fast as I can through it and, try and score.
When the guy clipped your foot or your leg along the sideline and you kind of kept your balance, did you feel close to going down at some point? Or?
For sure. I was like that. I was about to go down. I'm like, I can't go down right here. I made it this far. I'm like, I got to keep going. I got to stay up, So that was kind of what was going through my mind in that moment.
Sorry to bring up a low point, but it feels like such a part of the story. I mean, that penalty that you had in the middle of the game,
yep.
I'm sure you were beating yourself up for it. Were you kind of looking to maybe make a difference and have a play where you can make a difference?
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, I'm more than the coaches are, you could say I'm harder on myself than they are, going in. I knew I was having a kind of a rough game on special teams going early on. So, to be able to come back and, just wipe that all away and come back and make a play like that on special teams at that, it means the world to me to be able to do something like that.
After that flag, you've been talking with coaches for a while, and then obviously they put you out there for a return. What was that talk like, and what was it like getting that responsibility after that?
For sure. They were telling me, it's – it happens. Penalties happen. Obviously, don't want them to happen too often. But, just to wipe that away, Duve went down there. All right, we trust you back there, so we're going to put you back there. And just, I appreciate them for believing in me to be back there and to make plays for the team. So that was kind of the talk through it.
You were talking about the ball security concern you had. I mean, the Rams' returner hobbled it twice and dropped it twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, did that add to sort of the tension you're feeling as you're waiting for the punt?
For sure. I mean, you go back there and you see the other team dropping it, you're kind of like, oh, man, But, I believe in myself. I believe what I can do. And I knew, what I'm capable of. So I just knew I had to go back there. And I knew I had the ball was really the team, So I had to make sure I took care of the ball and take care of the team. And the rest took care of itself.
How tough was it to stay in bounds? I mean, it seemed like it was pretty – how tough is it to stay in bounds when you don't have that much of a space there?
Yeah, it was tough. Like I said, they did a great job blocking, so there was enough space for me just to squeeze through. But I just knew I had to stay in bounds and get as many yards as I could originally. And then as soon as I was starting to stumble, I realized, like, oh, I can stay up. I can go score. So I was like, I tried to stay up and do that.
Do one more for time.
On the offside call, did you line up the team differently, I think? Was there anything different about how you lined up on there? Did you forget to check anything, or was it?
I probably should have checked with the ref before I got there. Kind of looked at it. If it was, it was maybe very slight, but like I said, that's on me. I got to check with the ref, make sure I'm good before I just line up.
Colin, real quick, you guys, we know how much focus you have in special teams in practice. I mean, we watch it all the time, but can you estimate how many reps you get as a punt returner a week? Like, how often do you do it?
I get a decent amount. I'd probably say if I had to throw a number on it, I'd probably say about maybe five or six maybe. But, like I said, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do, So getting the reps that I need in practice, I make sure I get those that I need. And when my number's called, I just got to go out there and execute.
How many years have you been catching punts here? How many hundred? Were you over 1,000 maybe since you've been here?
Yeah, something like that. So I've been doing it for a while, just not in the game. So,
All right, thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.